The Drone, December 12, 2018, written by Mark Culp. The story I would like to share with you happened to me very recently, and I hope to honor God in the sharing of it. My wife and I were driving one afternoon home when we saw something bounce off the car ahead of us and land right in the middle of the road in front of us. There was a fair amount of traffic, so there was no way to stop. So we kept on driving. But right before we drove over it, my eye caught a glimpse of light coming off of it. I told Melinda that we had to go back and find whatever it was. So we drove up to the next road, turned around, and went back. We pulled over next to it, and it turned out to be a drone. After waiting for an opening in the traffic, I managed to grab the drone, then get myself back across the road, which is no small feat due to all the cars, and I don't do a whole lot of running these days. Little did I know that this drone would introduce a test into my life. So we headed home with drone in hand. Now you have to understand that I love drones, and this was a nice drone. That love I had for drones would be used to introduce all kinds of crazy thoughts into my mind. The battleground. The first thought to arrive was that of ownership over this drone. I found it. No one came back to claim it. I could buy whatever I needed to fly this drone. I would take care of it. Now, I can't tell you how long it was before differing thoughts to arrive, but I assure you, it remained solo for quite a bit. As other thoughts came into my mind, there was one that stood out from the rest. It was also the one I least wanted to face. This thought was simple enough, but I tried to complicate it. The thought was, this drone doesn't belong to you. And there was an added footnote that essentially told me to find the owner. I tried to fight with it. I struggled. I tried to reason with it, but I could not rationalize. It was truth, and truth does not move. It will always stand. We arrived home, and I had a plan. I would try to retrieve any video off the drone, so I began researching as to how this could be done. As soon as I found what I was looking for, I was slammed again with another attack. This drone was cool. The things it could do. The range. Oh, mind-blowing. The speed. Oh, the speed. But the truth. Oh, the truth. Then my wife entered the scene. She spoke into my ears perhaps the sweetest words I could have imagined in that moment. She asked me if I would like one of those drones for my Christmas present. Really? Did she really say what I think she said? Man, how irresponsible would that be? So I diligently set out to find the best possible deal. I found a refurbished one on eBay and ordered it. When it arrived, I recharged the battery from the drone I had rescued, and I was able to retrieve a few videos. I watched for landmarks, signs, anything that would point me in the right direction. I found one street sign. I built on that and ultimately found the owner. No one was home the first time I went by, so I left a note in their door. A few hours later, I received a phone call from an ecstatic wife whose husband was in the throes of depression after only owning the drone for 2 days. I brought the drone back and left it at that. Later that night, I got a call from a gentleman who could not thank me enough. He was blown away at the extent someone would take to return this item. We made arrangements to meet at a park the following Saturday to fly our drones. We met. We talked. He thanked me again. We were just beginning the process of a relationship. I was honest with him about my struggle during the process of finding him. But I told him that I was a Christian and that it was just the right thing to do. I wanted to be real. I wanted to be authentic. When we were done, we both had the understanding that this would not be the last time we would meet. I had the strong impression that God's hand was in every detail, and that this encounter was exactly what this gentleman needed, and also myself. There are so many lessons that can be drawn from this story, but the one that stands out most for me is just to give in and obey God, even when there is a multitude of voices telling me not to. I would have gained for sure by keeping this drone, but God's way of prospering me is different. God's way will introduce into my life blessings that go far beyond the material. I won't always see it, but bit by bit, after one small initial act of obedience, the fog of my understanding begins to rise. I cannot express just how thankful I am to have a Savior who knows me, who shakes my world and doesn't leave me to myself, who cares about my growth. Thank you, Jesus.